and Anuna.
Tuesday morning. Yeah. That means it's another episode of University. Good morning, miss.
Okay, so a bit of a random lesson on today's University.
Mm-hmm, we love random.
I was on the phone to my mom the other night, and as you've heard before, my mammy has a bit of a way with words. We call her the Oracle at home because she's a little bit like Yoda.
Yeah, we call her Peg.
Yeah, in her own world with her words, she is. Anyway, we...
You mean she can't string a grammatical sentence together?
We were chatting away and I was saying I'd like to do some courses in holistic health with essential oils and maybe some bioenergy, etc. But I wasn't sure if I wanted to do them on Zoom and should I bother? And here was her reply. She said, "Oons, it's never a delay to stop and sharpen the scythe." And I was like, "Mother, what have you been puffing today? Seriously, though. What are you banging on about?" And she was
is
all
your
like,
"Mom, okay. I know lockdown's tough."
But she thought this was perfectly normal. She was like, "Have you never heard that shanuckle before?
Can you give it to us again?"
It's never a delay to stop and sharpen the scythe. Which basically means,
okay,
it's always good to stop and learn new things.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you think about it, it actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get it like straight off the bat.
She could have just said, you know, it's always good to learn.
She
you never stop learning. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But she didn't. So firstly, let's look at these so-called shanuckles, saying fuckle gaw, fuckle shore, fuckle ella.
Shanuckles.
And I not know no shanuckle at all. Yeah, shanuckles. I'm not sure if it's a shanuckle or a shanfuckle. I'm not sure. Anyway, these shanuckles, it's an old Irish proverb.
Right.
And if it's one thing we're good at, it's the way we have with words that only the Irish have.
Waffle.
And coming up with the proverb for every situation. So for example, every man is sociable until a cow invades his garden. Never a truer word spoken, Ado. And of course, as we all know, that roughly translates as everybody has their off days, right?
Every man is sociable until what?
Until a cow invades his garden.
Oh, I hate when that happens. What the hell?
A lamb's bleat is often more telling than a dog's bark. And this, of course, means sometimes being subtle works better than being loud and forthright. Okay, so that kind of works. This is my favourite one. It's better to pay the butcher than the doctor. Now, this doesn't mean do a runner at the doctor's and don't pay. It actually means, sure, isn't it better to eat well and pay for good, nutritious food from the butcher rather than eating crap food, having a terrible diet, eventually suffering from flatulence and indigestion and ending up at the doctor's surgery?
Makes sense, man. Get rid of Dr. Ava if they've not already offered operation transformation.
Yeah.
You go on with that, spout that nonsense.
Yeah. And these are also beautifully crafted and articulated. It's like poetry.
It is, yeah.
We would have given old Willie Shakespeare a run for his money, so we would, Ado. So now
we didn't, though, did we?
No, unfortunately, no. Now that we've familiarised ourselves with the Ain Fuckle Gaw Fuckle Shanuckle Ella, I want to play a game with you.
Oh,
right?
Great, okay, cool.
Okay, so I read you a couple of these shanuckles and you have to decipher its meaning. And I want everyone to play along and let us know if you know the meaning or if you have any of your own shanuckles as well. 087-110-2107, that maybe you might have heard your granddad.
Shanuckles.
Grandmam.
Yeah.
Shanuckles. Shanuckles.
Okay, 087-110-2107. So we're playing the game in a minute.
Playing the game in a minute, yeah.
Okay.
So you have to decipher the shanuckles.
Okay, do we need to get into a certain, like your mother, headspace for this?
Yeah, just be Yoda, man.
Oh no, we set off the fire alarms. All right, that's coming up next here on iRadio. It's 8:44. We're going to have a quiz now, courtesy of Miss O'Carroll, on this week's University. I got you some music for your quiz. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, bring it on.
Here we go.
You.
This is a Celtic reel, although we could be in Turkey right now. Okay, shanuckle quiz.
Shanuckle quiz, yes.
Play along at home.
Okay, so we are back with a shanuckle quiz. Ado, can you please decipher the meaning of these shanuckles? Okay,
give it a go.
Number one, an empty sack does not stand. So, an empty sack does not stand. What does it mean?
That's it?
Yeah.
It means if you've no backbone, you're a flute.
It means lying and dishonesty will get you nowhere. I'll give you half a point for that. Okay, so the next one. When the apple is ripe, it will fall.
Meaning when you're ready, you're ready.
It means what will be, que sera kind of thing. I'll give you that one, all right.
Tomato, tomato.
Okay, number three. A man's mouth often breaks his nose.
Okay, that means you're giving it too much of the gob and you're going to get a box in the snout for being a gob.
Well done, that's exactly
it. Quit your gossiping.
Yeah, if you talk too much, you can get in trouble.
Like
excellent,
that.
Well done. Number four, show the fatted calf, but not the thing that fattened him.
So show a bit of leg, but no more?
I don't want to see your legs. No, it says be. It means be wary of giving away the secrets to your success.
Same, same.
So show the fat a calf, but not the thing the fat gym. Finally.
Okay, last one.
Okay, last one. There was never a scabby sheep in a flock that didn't like to have a comrade. There was never a scabby sheep in a flock that didn't like to have a comrade.
That means your sheep needs ringworm treatment. You know the ads on the telly in, back in the day. I've no idea.
It means even the most nasty people need friends.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's kind of cute.
Do they deserve them? Okay.
Scabby sheeps.
All right.
Beautiful.
2 out of 5-ish?
You got 2 out of 5. Yeah, not bad. I'll give you a pass.
Okay, well, we're getting some in on text, so we're going to get to those in a moment.
Excellent.
Your Shan Uckles, handed down from generation to generation. I'm enjoying our chat about these Shan Uckles, which I'd never heard about, just because we can play this music.
And the way with words, it's brilliant. So Mikey in Tullamore has been in touch. He says, don't make little of your dish, for it may be an ignorant man who judges it. And he says this loosely translates as, never sell yourself short. So don't make little of your dish, for it may be an ignorant man who judges it.
Even if you've got a little dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's little.
It's a big place in my head. Right. Vinny is next. Sorry, that sounded inappropriate. It wasn't meant to. Hi, Vin.
Hi, Vin.
Hi.
Now, Vinny, this saying was passed down to you from generation. What is it?
The wheel that squeaks will be fixed first.
Okay. Does that mean, literally, if you've got something broken, fix it?
No. It means the man that the person that shouts more will be heard first, or fixed first.
Oh, never a truer word spoken.
So speak up for yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. What is it about squeaky wheels?
Huh?
So it's what? Say that one more time, Vin.
The squeaky wheel will be fixed first.
Good man. Okay. Lovely.
It's basically the people who ring Joe Duffy.
That's it, yeah. Good afternoon.
Gabbing on. Thanks, Vin. Right, Ava is next, and she is in Leash. Ava, this comes from your granny. It's hilarious. What is it?
She used to say to me, if you're ever going out on a night out or something, you've more flesh out than a butcher's window.
Now, it doesn't take much to translate that, does it? She does not mince her words.
No.
Oh, that's priceless. I love that. That's absolutely brilliant.
And did you pay any heed to her?
You would, yeah.
Scarf.
And then you meet your friends down the garage and get changed.
Yeah.
That's what my friends used to do.
They've got a pair of tights on you.
That's lovely brilliant. Stuff. Thank you, Ava.
Thanks, Ava.
All right, wrap it up. Final Shan Uckles.
Molly in Kilcock says, my granny would always say, put silk on a goat. And she's still a goat. That means, doesn't matter how well you dress up, if you're not a nice person, it won't make a difference. You're still a goat.
Like the pig.
What?
The lipstick.
What's that? What does that?
You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a...
I've never heard that one before.
Silk on a goat.
Yeah, I know about the same thing. Yeah, I prefer the goat one than the pig one, but there you go. Thanks. Woo! So that's all the Shan Uckles for you now.
Let's do a traditional iRadio old school, shall we?
Yeah.
And we'll do the real iRadio old school coming up just after 9. Hey!
With Now TV. Stream the TV you love without a contract on Now TV. Weekdays from 7 a.m. Radio.